You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On New Year's Eve, the government announced a free vape kit initiative to combat tobacco usage rates as a part of smoke-free 2025 plans. Associate Health Minister Casey Costello says those involved with the initiative will be provided with a vape device and a one-month supply of nicotine pods each month for a three-month period, with additional support from an anti-smoking service. Costello says vaping has had a key role in lowering smoking rates and that the government is in support of this initiative, as she says that vaping is far less harmful than smoking cigarettes. However, the advocacy group for doctors working in general practice, General Practitioners Aotearoa, have expressed concerns about this vaping kit, as they say the government is funding this initiative without strong scientific evidence to back up their claims. The group referred to a study of individuals undergoing a vape-to-quit program, with findings showing that only 16% of participants fully quit both smoking and vaping. I spoke to the chair of General Practitioners Aotearoa, Dr. Buzz Burrell, about the Free Vape Kit initiative and using vaping as a cessation tool for tobacco usage, as well as whether this move takes into account communities disproportionately affected by nicotine consumption. I started off by asking him about how much evidence there is that vaping is an adequate method to limit one's tobacco addiction.
I'm so glad you asked, and I'm glad you asked for evidence too. There's a very easy answer for that, and the answer is minimal. That's paying the evidence a compliment. With Swedish rounding, there is no evidence that this is an intelligent move. In the same way that somebody who wants to quit drinking because they've got an alcohol problem will move from beer to whiskey and saying, well, that's a good step. It is an incredibly unintelligent, ill-informed, naive step. The risks and dangers of vaping have been overlooked. I can't think of a better word.
What specific concerns does vaping pose to alleviate tobacco addiction as opposed to using other methods?
There are serious issues with vaping. For a start, let's just look at the mechanism behind why do smokers get a kick out of smoking. And the answer is that you get a nicotine hit very quickly. If you swallow a nicotine tablet, it'll probably be in your bloodstream in 20 minutes. If you intravenously inject nicotine, it'll hit your brain in 60 seconds. If you inhale it, it's in your brain in 20 seconds. And that, I want it, I've got a reward cycle, is incredibly fast. Now, moving from cigarettes to vaping is exactly the same mechanism of drug delivery. So basically, we are doing nothing to help the addiction whatsoever. We're simply just changing a cigarette for a vape. But it gets worse than that. If you inhale nicotine through a cigarette, you've got a hugely increased chance of lung cancer. Interesting enough, the nicotine receptors in the lung don't fuss how you got the nicotine there. So if you inhale nicotine through a vape, you've got an equal chance of developing lung cancer. So you're not reducing the lung cancer risk at all. But there's also a relatively new condition, i.e. we're now seeing it since the introduction of vapes, and that is vape lung. And that's incredibly unpleasant on a good day, fatal on a bad day, lung condition as a result of inhaling vaping. So to say that we are going to introduce vaping products if people want to quit smoking has approaching zero logic, and the dangers have been completely overlooked.
Do these concerns stem specifically from vapes with nicotine in them, or are there concerns around vapes without nicotine as well?
Yeah, good point. The vapes without nicotine, one could argue, are just silly, because the vape lung is as bad whether you've got nicotine inhaled or not. If you add nicotine to it, then you're increasing the risk of lung cancer and also perpetuating an addiction. So really, if somebody wants to quit smoking, the correct line of approach is to have a multidisciplinary approach, i.e. not just replace a drug with a drug, but also have psychological support as well. And certainly changing the route of delivery is in the process of weaning off is the correct thing to do, hence the more success with gums and patches.
According to data from the Getting to Smoke-Free 2025 plan, Māori daily smoking rates from 2023 and 2024 were at 14.7%, with Pacific daily smoking rates from the same period being at 12.3%. According to current trends, these rates would still be shy of the intended 5% goal. Are you concerned that initiatives such as these vaping kits will make it easier for communities disproportionately affected by tobacco consumption to have easier access to these types of products?
That was a perfectly crafted question. And gosh, all I can really say is yes. Needless to say, health inequities with Maori and Pacific Islanders is a serious issue which really needs addressing. And to pretend that issue is not there, which we've seen policies of this government over the last 12 months endeavour to do, is equally naive and incredibly unhelpful. So we are genuinely concerned for many reasons. Let me summarise the reasons. We will not be addressing the addiction. We will be overlooking the health risks of vaping as a whole. And as you've correctly said, we will simply just be creating a possibly new generation of vape addicts. And we're certainly not addressing the health inequities you've just described. So all in all, a really, really not impressive initiative at all. And it really does reek of either not consulting health professionals who have got some authority on this one. And I do not want to be a conspiracy theorist, but it just makes you wonder who is driving this initiative and what is the secondary gain.
Does this initiative take into account findings such as this, or would this move be more of a blanket approach to countering smoking?
This initiative is just foolish. I don't know how else to describe that. So it's a dumb initiative. It just is.
Does General Practitioners Aotearoa believe amendments need to be made to this move, or does the organisation believe the initiative itself should just be canned as a whole?
Oh, can it and start again. They don't even amend it. Can it go back to the drawing board and then bring onto the table in front of that drawing board experts in the field, experts of addiction and experts of lung problems, and let's do it properly. To a certain degree, I think this government really did get off on the wrong foot by reversing a lot of the previous government's smoke-free initiatives, which went down incredibly badly with most of the medical profession. And this latest initiative is just adding insult to injury as regards policy development.
You've briefly touched on this throughout the interview, but what does the organisation believe would be a better approach to alleviate nicotine consumption rates?
Right, well, there's a few things. I think the previous government was getting it right. Make inhaling nicotine more inaccessible by making the packets unattractive, by making them less accessible per se, and by increasing the cost of cigarettes. So that was a policy initiative the government can do. From a health issue, we've known for decades that if someone has an addiction issue, irrespective of what that addiction is, then we need a multidisciplinary approach. We genuinely do need psychological support, and we also need physical support, and we need an end point. We need a goal. And that's a sort of... It overlaps with the concept of that motivational interviewing, which is sort of, are people pre-contemplative? Are they contemplative? Are they planning? Are they executing? And what plans do they have for relapse or success? And so to simply just say you're smoking cigarettes, have some vapes instead, that'll do you the power of good. It's just unbelievable.
That was the chair of General Practitioners Aotearoa, Dr. Buzz Burrell, about the Free Vape Kit initiative and the organisation's concerns around using vaping as a cessation tool for smoking.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.